Okay, so good morning, everyone. Very, very warm welcome to today's pre-market trade plan live session, which, as you know, is our opportunity to be as prepared as we can for today's trading opportunities. So today now is Tuesday, the 25th of March. So I hope you're all keeping well. Good to have you with us. Apologies, we're just starting this broadcast a little bit later than normal. I do apologise this morning. However, we've got some, I suppose there's a very important, trading lesson to be learned, really. Which I'll come on to in just a minute, from a psychological perspective, if nothing else. Please take a brief moment to familiarise yourself with our risk warning currently up on the screen. And as a quick introduction, all profitable traders need to consider, of course, which markets to trade, where do we then enter and exit those markets. So in terms of which markets to trade, that's pretty much your trade plan session. So we do all your analysis. Where you enter and where you exit is pretty much your trading strategy. Of course, in addition to that, you also have your whole risk management approach. You have your trade management approach as well, in terms of what happens if the markets move in line with your expectations, what decisions can you make to mitigate risk, to book in profit, all those types of things, along with trade psychology. And there is a lesson to be learned as well from that perspective, in terms of what do you do when you've planned and prepared for a particular trade which doesn't give you the opportunity to get into it. It's a very frustrating dynamic, of course, and we'll discuss that in just a minute. So we address these considerations every day in our live trade room, of course, in a very practical setting, and we're strong advocates of being consistent in our approach, accurate with the levels we use, disciplined with our capital, and of course, be patient as well. So let's start with a review of potential market moving news. So very swiftly, yesterday we had, an up and down day as far as manufacturing PMI numbers are concerned across the French economy, German, Eurozone as a whole, UK, and also the US. A little bit of up and down, bit of a positive return in French manufacturing and German manufacturing as well, along with the, although we're still contracting below 50, certainly there's signs of improvement there. The services side seems to be certainly on the weaker side of things. We're still very, very mildly expanding as far as services PMI numbers are concerned. We're above 50, but certainly much less than what was expected. And then as far as the US is concerned, the UK and the US, we've had services coming in considerably above for the UK economy and the US economy, which is obviously a significant positive. However, look at manufacturing, it's getting worse. So we've actually fallen quite considerably with the UK manufacturing PMI number. Expected 47.3, so we're contracting much at a much faster rate than what the markets had expected. And flash manufacturing in the US, we assumed pretty much that it was a we got some strong numbers from the manufacturing service PMIs yesterday, and then quite surprised to see actually manufacturing coming in considerably lower. Now, flash services PMI numbers coming in significantly higher. So one absolutely can offset the other. And we get a little bit of an update this morning from the Bank of England. Of course, on Wednesday for the UK economy, we've got the annual budget release. So we get a bit of a breakdown in terms of how the government are going to attempt to fund what they're looking to do, what measures they're going to take in terms of reducing expenditure to try and balance the books. Now, we also heard from Donald Trump as well. So I suppose the main news from yesterday was, or over the weekend, should I say, was that the US reciprocal everything tariff on the 2nd of April is actually turning into something a little bit more targeted. So again, it's just another example of, you know, Donald Trump talking really tough when it comes to this is what we're going to do, but what they actually do is kind of a watered down version of it. And I suppose the markets are becoming quite resilient to it, maybe to some degree. As far as today's concerned, nothing of any major interest. We've got some minor news events due out this afternoon. Consumer confidence should be interesting. It looks like that's going to just turn a little bit weaker. We've got new home sales as well. Maybe putting a bit of a floor, maybe. We'll have to wait and see. 682,000 new home sales. Which is higher than most of the figures really in the last four months. Okay, but then we've got the Richmond Manufacturing Index as well, so we'll see if that how that plays out. So they're soft data points again, not particularly difficult or hard data points. They're not the big ones. The big ones seem to be in some. This is where we'll just talk about the GDP numbers on Thursday. If we just scroll past Wednesday and go straight to, we've got final GDP quarter on quarter numbers coming in, actually quite strong. And this is the problem we've got, is that we've got some of the weaker data or some of the soft data coming in really quite we're seeing the softer data worsen, but we're actually seeing quite strong final GDP numbers, and we're expecting 2.4 as we sit here. Okay, so that's and what that means, obviously, from just a growth perspective, is you basically take the numbers over the last four quarters, you add them all up and divide by four, and it gives you kind of an annual growth. And you're looking at 2.5 to sort of 3% growth, roughly. So that, all things considered, is still strong growth, especially when you compare and contrast that to the UK and to the Eurozone. So just a quick review of US bond yields. We're getting a bit of a bounce now again. So we've drifted sideways for quite some time. And I suppose this is the biggest problem to the dollar, in terms of we're looking for the dollar to weaken. It's not doing so yet. We're now getting these bond yields begin to look a little bit more elevated, perhaps. A little bit more concern there for these bond yields. And as a result, it's preventing the dollar from really weakening. So if this does roll back over to the downside, we probably expect that weakness in the dollar to start kicking in again. But for now, it looks like there's a bit of strength there. So let's bring over these charts then. So this is the situation that we got yesterday when we were looking for the breakout of these levels. And I'll just share this analysis very quickly with you. You can see up on screen that we were looking for a buy trade above this level, and the same back here. And very quickly, these are one of these situations where, bring that over there a little bit more. What do you do when you get a breakout to the upside? You do your analysis, but the price has moved away from your entry. So our entry is the 57.11, and we were looking at prices, 57.26 or something. So you're talking about sort of 10, 15 points above where you're looking to get into. And one of the things that we always talk about is being accurate. And there's the same type of analysis around the NASDAQ. So we can often find situations like this where we identify these areas as the point at which you want to pull a trigger on a trade, but the prices are up a little bit higher. And what we saw yesterday was just a continual, we had points where we were looking to see, right, well, would we pull back at that point? And we did get close, but no real opportunity to get in on a bit of a pullback. And generally, from a psychological perspective, we would always suggest that what we want to do as traders is to get in at the prices at which we are comfortable getting into that trade. And this was a perfect example of not getting that opportunity to get in at the optimum entry. So what do you do if you can't get in at the optimum entry? Well, we'd be really looking to be patient and look for another opportunity to get in. So now, so we had a good strong rally for 2, 4, 6, 8, 10 hours, let's say, yesterday. So quite a strong move, which we were looking to get into. Now we've spent the last 16, 17 hours really moving sideways. So what this does is this creates a buying and selling opportunity just at much higher prices. So instead of the levels that we were looking at yesterday, we're now looking at the sort of the next level up, or the next, perhaps if you look at it as a staircase in the building, you're going up another level. So the opportunity to buy still exists. We'll be looking to see if we get some sort of breakout to the upside. Equally, there will be that, we've got that gap from yesterday, so we just need to be mindful that we don't get a really sharp pullback. And of course, we've got to be on our toes a little bit with Donald Trump around. So if we get a little break below these lows, then you'd be looking for these prices to pull back anyway. So we still may be able to get our trades off back at the 5,700 for the S&P and back at the 19,942 breakout price from yesterday. We're just going to have to be patient and have to go through a little bit of a journey to get there. So so hopefully that makes some sense. What we're looking for as well is a little bit of a pullback into these highs in here around the $70 level. So the price we would look to start selling crude oil would be around the $70 level. So bear that in mind. So elsewhere, we've spoken about the bond yields. We've got this little, yesterday we were looking at this type of price action. Now we've moved one level lower. We're still in this little sideways pattern as far as the Aussie dollar is concerned. We're trading inside yesterday's range as far as gold is concerned. And unfortunately, if this continues to move lower and we break out below these lows, then we'll have to consider buying that dollar strength trade. So we're, I suppose, in a period of uncertainty, I would imagine, for the dollar. Certainly looks like that against the euro. We still have the dynamics in which to see the dollar continue to weaken, but I guess the what's going on in the bond yields is kind of preventing that from happening. So we're seeing a bit of a rally in bond yields. We're seeing a bit of a rally in the equity markets. We're seeing a bit of a rally in the dollar. And we're seeing a rally in crude oil. So that's a slightly upside down market dynamic. So we build that into our thinking. But although we're looking a little bit on the weaker side now, if we get a break to the upside, we'd probably suggest some further upside today in the indices. And the dollar is proving a little bit more challenging. So I'm just conscious of the time. So what I'll do is I'll let you go, and we'll amend our trade plan. Look at the yen. If we sort of pull back just a little bit more over the course of the day, we run into these moving averages in the daily time frame, the 200 specifically, 200 daily period moving average, then we'd be looking to sell at these slightly higher prices. So there is, we think, some decent trades potentially building up with the yen at higher prices, which is what we'd be looking to do. We're looking to sell at higher prices. We just want to work on the timing, make sure we get the timing right to some degree. So clearly now is not the time for the yen, but if it continues to rally, then it will become the time to get into that trade. Okay. So in terms of our market summary, unfortunately, yesterday we were looking at mild bullish market conditions. We're looking at mixed again. We've got a bit of a rally in the bond markets, which is preventing the dollar from weakening. So we've got this dollar strength trade. We've also got the equities rallying. Well, for most of yesterday, it rallied. It's just been moving sideways for the last 15, 16 hours. And So we've got a mixed market dynamic for that reason. Further industry strength. So if it's starting to sell off, we're looking to buy at lower prices, just to get that right in your head. Potential further dollar weakness. Potential dollar weakness post current pullback. So if it keeps dropping lower, like the euro dollar, we're looking to sort of look to buy at lower prices. Let's put another one in here. So crude oil. So looking to sell around the $70 level is pretty much what we'd be looking to do for crude oil. So that just about covers it. The dollar is the biggest sort of question mark, really, in terms of what's going on. And we very well may get that pullback we were talking about yesterday in the US indices. So this is pretty much how we see it. So not trading with huge clarity. Yesterday, our opportunities were a little bit clearer in terms of the indices. We didn't get that technical opportunity to get into it. So a missed opportunity, very frustrating, very annoying when that happens, but that's part and parcel of trading financial markets. Sometimes you get to those trades and prices have already moved or whatever the case may be. And you've got to have a longer term strategy about how to deal with situations like that. And for us, is really focused on trying to get in at the prices in which you've predetermined. And not be pushed into getting in at much, much higher prices than perhaps you were planning. And it's not about the outcome of one trade, don't forget. It's about, I suppose, building a strategy and approach that has longevity. The vast majority of those breakouts always end up coming back to support. So you often get more than one opportunity to get into those trades, except on this occasion that wasn't to be. Just with the euphoria really around industry markets yesterday. But that very well may change today, so let's see how these markets play out. And we still may be able to get into those trades at those prices that we've been talking about. And the last thing to just take note of is we do want to keep all options open due to broad, indecisive market narratives around Fed rates, Trump tariff, Doge, European fiscal spending, and the Ukraine conflict as well, of course. You could probably add, you know, further war and difficulties in Gaza to that, and a few other bits and pieces. Right, okay, so listen, on that note, I've just posted that into the chat box. Thanks very much for joining us. Yesterday, a little bit more of a relief rally due to probably mildly dovish Fed, maybe a bit of positivity around Trump, and positivity certainly around the AI narrative, but that may unwind very, very quickly today, so we want to be just mindful of that. All right, you guys, listen, on that note, thanks very much for joining us. Back again tomorrow. We'll see you then. Thanks, everyone. Take care. Bye-bye.